Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and a second feature, topical in that it praises the pumpkin. Then we have Margaret Thompson to tell you what's on. But first, however, as usual, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
There are a few messages this week. Firstly, a big thank you to Mrs. Peggy Smith and Mrs. Sylvia Slaughter for your kindly donated stamps. We will pass them on to the NNAB. Secondly, Mrs. Jackie Kerrison, we are glad you are enjoying Chatterbox. Do not feel that you must return your memory sticks before finishing listening to them. Yes, we do ask all our listeners to return memory sticks, and we will put you on temporary hold if four or more are not returned. But do not want to put you under pressure and stop you from listening to all of Chatterbox and the other recordings on the memory sticks. Thirdly, Mrs. Metcalf, do not worry about the delayed return of memory sticks. We are glad that you are now at home and hope your health is improving. And finally, please remember the clocks go back this weekend on the night of Saturday the 28th to Sunday the 29th of October.
Shared reading at West Earlham Library. Share the magic of stories read aloud in a friendly group at West Earlham Library. With plenty of chances to share your responses to the stories and poems that we read aloud, you're guaranteed to go home with new ideas. What is shared reading? Well, groups are led by facilitators who read aloud short stories and poems over a cup of tea. Groups are small and friendly. It's a great place to meet new people. Friends and carers are very welcome. Groups and refreshments are free of charge. And we can pay for a taxi to and from the library for anyone who is unable to make their own way there. The sessions will run every Wednesday morning in November at 10:30 a.m. to 12. To book your place, please call the library on 01603 451 881. That's 451 881.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 10th of November. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's 861 554.
The following items on Information Desk are NNAB events for which the contact details are the same. They will be given at the end of the item. There will be a Christmas pamper night on Friday the 24th of November at 6:30 p.m. in the Bradbury Activity Centre. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and there will be approximately 20 stalls offering different treatments such as nails, massage, reflexology and facials, all at very little cost. There will be gift stalls for you to do a bit of personal Christmas shopping. Refreshments will be available all night, including the traditional mince pies and mulled wine. Entry is £3, which goes to the charity and includes your entry to the event. Please call to reserve your tickets or just turn up and pay at the door on the night. We look forward to seeing you.
The NNAB Gardenize Club will be holding a Christmas floral workshop at the Bradbury Centre on Thursday the 14th of December between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Come and get in the mood for Christmas at this informal floral workshop that will include a mince pie and coffee. The cost of the workshop is £8 to include all materials. To book, call Mark or Elaine by Friday the 1st of December.
The NNAB Theatre Group invites you to the Theatre Royal to see the pantomime Sleeping Beauty on Wednesday the 3rd of January 2018 at 2:30 p.m. There will be a touch tour, audio description and a bus from the NNAB, all for £16.50. If, in addition, you would like to pre-book a sandwich or a wrap lunch, the total cost will be £22.50. To book your ticket, please call Mark or Elaine or email by Friday the 10th of November. The contact details for this event, the Christmas Pamper Night and the Christmas Floral Workshop are: telephone Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 629 558. Or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Ever thought about researching your family tree? Here is news of an interesting free project running through the winter that listeners of Chatterbox can get involved with. On November the 6th from 10 a.m. at the Bradbury Centre at the NNAB, Chatterbox's own Tim Edwards will be introducing a talk by the Norfolk Family History Society. This will be to encourage participation in a project that can help you find out about your own family tree. Tim would like you to come along to the talk and find out if you want to learn how to discover, document and talk about your own family history. He will be running training sessions at the Norfolk Record Office at the Archive Centre, and we would have access to their records and online resources. Assistance and help will be provided as necessary, so don't be shy. You can take part in as many or as few research sessions as you want, and there will be an opportunity to tell people about your family tree discoveries at an exhibition in the Forum next year, as well as receiving your family tree as an audiobook specially made for you. We are keen to hear from people from the NNAB Photography, Creative Writing and Arts groups, as well as other Chatterbox listeners, so please do contact Tim. If you would like to find out more about this project, call Tim on 07904 393316. That's 07904 393316. Or call the Chatterbox office and leave a message on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. You can email ermcic@gmail.com. Who knows who's in your family tree? Let's find out.
We'll turn now to some more news items. We hope we would be forgiven for saying that football in the city has been in the news this week, as the city's football club enjoys a run of success and the fans enjoyed a chance to see their team against Arsenal in the Carabao Cup. Fans are also seen in a local pub enjoying a derby win against Ipswich. Then moving to a different shaped ball, it's good to hear that a local youngster has been asked to be a mascot at one of the England rugby matches.
Almost 9,000 Norwich City fans headed to the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday to cheer on their beloved Canaries. The fourth round cup tie came 2 days after City recorded a huge victory in the East Anglian derby at Portman Road. And supporters were in a bullish mood outside Carrow Road as stewards distributed Daniel Farke masks amongst the travelling faithful. The head coach is a popular man at present after guiding City to almost 2 months undefeated. However, Farke knew his boys were undeniably underdogs. He said, "There is no pressure on us because 19 times out of 20 in this situation, Arsenal will go through to the next round. There is always that one time, though, to create something special." Fans were in high spirits en route to North London, riding a wave of positivity on the back of Sunday's result, and were hopeful the buoyant atmosphere in the away end would spur on their heroes.
Then after the game, it was so nearly a famous giant killing for Norwich City at Arsenal, until the intervention of 18-year-old striker Eddie Nketiah broke Canaries' hearts at the Emirates. Josh Murphy's superb chip midway through the first half looked set to shock the Premier League giants and send Daniel Farke's informed team into the Carabao Cup quarter-finals. Just short of 9,000 travelling fans were relishing a famous night as they turned North London bright yellow, only to see the Gunners rally and overwhelm their team. Nketiah had just been put on by Arsene Wenger and was in the right place at the right time to prod home from close range after Francis Coquelin had flicked on a Theo Walcott's corner in the 85th minute. The hosts still needed extra time, though, Nketiah rising highest to power home a header from another Walcott corner in the 6th minute of extra time, and deny the Canaries a special triumph, as well as a 6th away win on the bounce, despite a brave display which came so close to glory on the big stage.
A week ago, there were red skies above Norfolk following Storm Ophelia, but the outlook was all yellow and green after the Canaries stormed to victory over arch-rivals Ipswich last week. The roar which greeted James Maddison's sublime 59th-minute strike could not only be heard in Suffolk from Norwich City's 2,000 travelling supporters, but also in pubs across Norfolk where thousands of fans watched the Derby Day drama unfold. Pubs throughout Norwich were packed like sardine tins with yellow and green clad City fans looking to collectively send a volley of vocal support flying all the way up the A140 to Portman Road. Fans watching the action at the Murderers on Timber Hill were almost spilling out the door. Such was the clamour to see Sunday's midday kick-off, while there was also a full house at the Coach and Horses on Thorpe Road, where Maddison's goal was met with jubilation. Dylan Green and Max Aldous were behind the bar in the Murderers pub and said the atmosphere in the pub had been wonderful. Mr Green said, "It makes you feel proud to be in a pub in Norwich."
A young sports fan will meet his idols after being chosen as a mascot for the England international rugby team. Josh Lacey, who's 9, who lives on the Robertson Barracks in Swanton Morley, will walk out with the professional players at London's Twickenham Stadium for their clash with Argentina on November the 11th. The youngster, who has played for Norwich Rugby Club's under-10s team for 2 years, has a rare genetic condition, cone rod dystrophy, meaning he is severely sight-impaired in both eyes. Norwich Rugby Club's vice-captain Chris Parrott contacted England hooker Jamie George, asking for Josh to be mascot, and the good news was delivered by video message by the international player. Despite his sight problems, the 9-year-old trains at the Norwich Rugby Club on North Walsham Road every Sunday and plays in home matches because he is familiar with the layout of the pitch. Josh's team coach, Mark Loveday, said, "He has massive determination and tenacity despite his condition and is a key part of our team. His teammates are understandably delighted."
Board game enthusiasts are in for a treat at Norwich's libraries as they take part in International Games Week at the end of this month. There is something for games fans and non-gamers of all ages at Earlham Plumstead Road, St William's Way and Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library between October the 28th and November the 4th. The free events include vintage tabletop games for adults, coding and game design workshop, and a story cube game session aimed at younger children. There will be drop-in board game sessions in all 4 libraries. The Games Week will end with International Games Day on Saturday, November the 4th at Millennium Library, when the 4 main areas of the library will turn into games rooms, each one hosting a different activity.
Now for our second feature. Pumpkins aren't just for Halloween, says Richard Hughes from the Assembly House. His article is read by Alan Shirley.